We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello,
hey,
hello.
Could you send the the thing?
I don't know why you're not getting my stuff. It really bothers me because that means there's something Google's doing. Let me mute this and then I'll call him.
Okay. Are we calling him directly?
Apparently.
Hello?
Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
It's Tony again, me and Chris Ello.
Perfect. How you guys doing?
We're good. Thanks for the time, man.
Of course.
All right.
All right, we'll get you out of here quickly.
Who's starting, Tony?
You are.
All right, 3, 2, and 1. And our Fryer Friday coverage continues. Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Mark Melancon, the star closer, the San Diego Padres. Mark, thanks so much for the time. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Is it kind of funny answering your own phone? I mean, you're out in the bullpen normally. Somebody picks it up for you, don't they?
Yeah, it's really nice. I hate answering the phone.
So. I hate answering the phone.
I need to hire Fritz as my full-time assistant.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sweet. Carry him wherever you go. Hey, congratulations on the
fat.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations on the great start to the season. What would you say has been the key for you to get off to the start that you have?
Oh, geez. You know, our catchers have been great. They've, you know, as far as calling a game and stuff, I'm really thrilled with what they're doing. And, you know, the plan that Larry and Ben Fritz have given us pregame, you know, that's super important. And I think, you know, just being able to locate and have a good plan is a major key to success.
Mark, you and I have spoke about this again before, so please forgive me if I re-ask a question that I've asked before, but in terms of how you go about getting guys out, you're not some of the typical closers who just use velocity, but because you seem to know how to pitch a little bit, you can use multiple things to really attack hitters.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's not always one way to skin a cat, and pitching, you know, with three things, you like to have two of them to be successful, and that's, you know, location is one, movement is another, and then velocity. And so, like I tell kids all the time, you don't always have to have velocity. It's those other two things can get the job done.
You're proof of that. Mark Melancon leading the major leagues in saves. Padres getting set to take on the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend. And Mark joining us on our Fryer Friday interview. Mark, I heard that, or read somewhere that you did some starting in your career collegiately before you came into the major leagues. And you had said that helped teach you how to pitch. And you feel like you became a pitcher before you learned to become a thrower. And you've been able to kind of utilize that as a closer. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, I don't know where you read that. I only started in high school. So.
That's where I read it in an erroneous report, obviously.
I've always wanted to start. I thought that would be a lot, you know, thing for me to do, but I've just never really had the opportunity. So I think throwing 37 pitches the other night was about as close to starting as I've come.
Mark, you've been a part of some really good bullpens in your career. And to be honest, you guys haven't really been fully healthy in this bullpen, but just talk about really the success this bullpen has had. You guys have had to cover a lot of different innings this year, yet you guys seemingly continue to go out and throw up zeros. Just talk about the success that this bullpen as a whole has had in the early part of this season.
Well, for me, I've always found, you know, a big recipe for success in the bullpen is to have good camaraderie and, you know, very unselfish guys. And so the base of our pen, individuals on and off the field, guys are supporting one another, you know, no jealousy, no, you know, just a lot of respect down there for one another and what we do. And we're always trying to pick each other up and pick up the starters if need be, or, you know, it's just, it's a full team effort. And at the end of the day, I think we're kind of like linemen. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot of work that gets done that nobody really knows. And a lot of those middle innings are done by us. And I think that's kind of the outlook that we have. And let's do this for the team. It's not an individual thing. It's, you know, let's just go get the job done. And at the end of the day, if we're standing on the podium at the end of the year, we're all going to be happy. We know that.
Mark Melanson is with us, leading the major leagues in saves. And as Mark points out, couldn't get to all those saves without all the guys ahead of you getting the job done in that bullpen. And, you know, a lot of fans are wondering, and, you know, you guys, as Tony said, have covered a lot of innings so far this year. Does anybody in the bullpen concerned about the amount that you guys are having to throw right now, or is that something just the fans are worrying about unnecessarily?
Well, I do think our workload needs to slow down, you know, at some point, and I think it will naturally. There's always months in a season that, you know, you kind of overextend your workload a little bit, but then, you know, the regression to the mean happens, and, you know, it all works itself out. So,
Mark, you've had a journey through a whole bunch of different organizations. Have you found it easy, difficult, or is it just about right in terms of acclimating yourself to a locker room? Is that an easy transition for you, or is it something that it takes a little bit of time?
Well, unfortunately, the turnover rate in baseball is probably higher than, you know, kids in a candy store. But so it, I think most guys are used to it and accustomed to new guys showing up and leaving and all that. But for me, it's been enjoyable to kind of see the way, you know, each organization has ran and the differences, meeting a ton of new people every time, making great friendships along the way. And really, it's an opportunity to learn at each different organization. That means you got that many more coaches to learn from, many more guys to learn from, brains to pick. So I always kind of view it as a fun and exciting opportunity.
Mark, can you talk a little bit about how it all came about that you became a Padre this year? I know it was something that happened a little bit later on in the process. Obviously, Padres, I don't know where they'd be without you. It's been fantastic. It's worked out beautifully for both sides. Can you just talk about how you picked the Padres or they picked you?
Yeah, I'd say it was a little bit of a joint effort at the beginning. And then, you know, at the beginning of our conversations, you know, we reached out to the Padres and they kind of followed up quickly. But I just wanted to be on a winning team. It's, you know, it's so hard to be in some place for 162 games, kind of knowing that you're not going to win and seeing that ownership or whoever has a different plan than, you know, going all out and winning and trying to make that happen. Because as we all know, today's day and age, it's, you kind of have these windows of winning. And if you're not in that window, or if ownership doesn't want to extend their finances, it's, you know, it's a huge industry. And I understand from the business side, but as a player, you have a small window of actually being in the league. So to me, it's important to be on a winning team and make sure that the small window that we have, we capitalize on wins and seasons that, you know, we have a chance to get to the end.
Mark, you've had an opportunity to be the young guy in the locker room. Now in your 13th season, you're the vet in this locker room. What have you taken maybe from some of your past teammates and tried to, you know, help out some of the younger guys that you've come across in your career?
Yeah, Tony. You know, it's so important to slow the game down. And it's really hard to do when you're young, especially. But even when, you know, you're in a different situation than maybe you normally would be, somehow the game creeps up on you and it gets quick. And for me, that's, if I can convey one thing to guys, it's that. It's just, hey, you know, nobody goes until you throw that pitch. So from a bullpen perspective, it's like, it doesn't matter how long the game has gone on or whatever, this is your time, and you make sure it's right before you throw the pitch. And so really, that's, you know, pre-pitch planning, that intent, the conviction, and then you have the execution, the physical part of it. But you know, let's make sure all those things line up.
Do you have a routine each and every game to kind of get you ready for, you know, being available in the ninth inning? Do you go down to the bullpen a certain inning, or does that matter to you?
I have a routine. I don't, it's not a, you know, it's not down to the second or down to the exact. I don't like to be super strict, because then if for some reason it falls out of place, now you're concerned like a superstition. But, you know, obviously I have a routine and I have things that I want to hit and check mark and do all that stuff. But, you know, that's what I would say most.
You sound like you're very relaxed, and that sounds like a perfect style for being a closer. Because as you said, you got to try to, you know, slow things down and not be too quick. It almost seems like you were made for this job, just talking to you for the first time.
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed it, and I'm trying to park my truck, so sorry about this.
Well, we'll let you get back to that. Mark, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on a great start to the season, and here's to keeping it up in 2021. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Mark.
No, thank you, guys. Always good.
All right, there he is, Mark Melanson, joining us on the Friar Friday interview today. Padres closer on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.